Tom.
All right.
Bob.
Yes, Mr. President.
I think you and Sylvester ought to say to your press that someone here has left the impression with the White House that we are referring questions to the White House. We have never done that.
Right.
Neither of us done it. We want the record to show that.
Right.
All operational questions are answered here. White House doesn't do that, and we're glad to answer anything we can.
Right.
They've told about these planes went over, and we are the first ones to make the announcement. They were shot down, and what happened to the pilot, and everything else about it. And the White House didn't come out of those announcements. They were made by the department. We've told them, Ball told them about going to Turkey and to Greece. And he told them before he went, he told them too damn much. He just made a stump speech. He talked big before he got over there, and then he got kind of like a lamb after he got there. But they saying we don't tell him anything.
Miss McCammon?
Is Juanita there?
Just a minute.
Defense, and it hadn't been done in state.
And I've instructed two of them to go and read the transcripts just to refresh themselves. And one of them called back and said, "Well, I agree, and we'll this is the UP, and we'll change our story." But we'll make the point again, Mr. President, because I think it deserves being.
And made. Tell Sylvester that too, because they're just inhuman to this poor fellow in his noon briefing.
I know I talked to them right after, and it's just I think inexcusable because we have not been referring them back, and I'll see that they get it straight. I told Dick today to tell them that the buck stops here, as far as we're concerned, on this, in the course of this policy thing, and we're not passing it off to anybody.
They go ahead further and say the president has refused to answer because he doesn't want to be unpopular on doesn't want to be connected with an unpopular war. Okay.
All right, thank you, Mr. President. I'll do that.